Hello, welcome to the Thursday, December 31st, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and this, of course, will be the last podcast for the year. With that, after having our firewall survey, we also have a survey just in general how to make the site better in 2016. So again, please take a minute and take this survey. In today's diary, we got one by Brad about the Rig Exploit Kit and Qbot. That's a follow-up to a diary that he wrote, I think, about a week ago about this particular type of malware. Here he's going a little bit more into depth, in particular, how that's being exfiltrated, and about the FTP server where the data ends up. And Ukrainian authorities claim that a large power outage over the Christmas holidays was caused by Russian malware. Now, there is, of course, a lot going on between Ukraine and Russia, so obviously a little bit hard to tell what's going on without any independent verification. An interesting detail here in one news report that I'll link to is that the tech support department of the power plant, or the power company, had been flooded with phone calls in order to essentially make it difficult for the users at these power plants to contact tech support. Interesting little twist, and of course, we have seen sort of denial of service elements to many attacks in the past. Doesn't necessarily attribute the attack to anybody in particular. So this may be something that we'll hear about more in the next few weeks or month if any samples, for example, are released of this malware that explain how this malware caused the actual power outage. Now, if you buy a new Windows 10 system, there is a chance that BitLocker, the disk encryption, is already enabled when you first boot the system. The problem with this, of course, is that not only will your key end up in the cloud or in Windows OneDrive, but you also don't really know what happened to the key, who created the key initially at the factory. So if you're on a more paranoid side, which probably qualifies you as a listener to this podcast, you may want to create your own key, which is not a really straightforward process. You first have to disable the BitLocker protection because you have to decrypt the drive. Then you have to re-encrypt the drive with the new key and make sure that that new key does not get copied to OneDrive. The reason this is so complicated is actually, disk encryption works, and that's that the password that you enter is not the actual encryption key, but instead you have a random encryption key that's just encrypted with the password. So really, changing the password does not change the encryption key and would not mitigate the risk of anybody at Microsoft or somewhere else retaining a copy of that key. If you go that way and you do no longer store the encryption key on OneDrive, then of course it's up to you to protect that key and make sure you have it written down or locked away in a safe on a USB stick or whatever method you choose in order to protect it for later disk recovery. Of course, in particular, with all the problems we had last year with bloatware causing security issues and such, it should be standard practice to wipe a new system as you receive it, do your disk encryption from scratch, and then reinstall your operating system from a good medium, which of course gets more and more difficult because typically you no longer receive a hard copy of the particular operating system, but you only get to download it. Well, and that's it for today. Keep me a little bit short today ahead of the long weekend. Have fun and don't burn yourself with any firework. That's it, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.